He single-handedly clawed his way to the top.
No problem. We'll have it for you in the morning.
Parents, please be advised that because of the violence and some of the language it contains, this program is probably not appropriate for small children.
We suck and we already know it. Don't bother calling. The Brother Wee's Morning Circus, 96 WCMF.
Morning, baby. It's quarter after 7, 7:15 on the Brother Wee's Morning Circus with Cindy Pierce and Tommy Millay. Soon to have all the every jock ever on SAY. Mike Melody, Jerry Jack, Tommy Thomas, and Glenn Gordon. That's every jock that was ever there.
How old were you now when you were listening to this, digging on these
honey,
guys?
I'm older than these guys. How old are you?
42.
I'm way older than them. So I heard it when they were, you know, be a builder. Be big, be a builder.
That's right.
I got it. Be big, be a builder.
That was your big slogan?
That was the slogan. Raj?
Jerry
Jack.
Jerry!
Uncle Raj was a fan.
Hey, he knows.
I'm surprised Raj wasn't on the friggin' SAY. Oh. Never made it, Raj.
I listened a long time.
We all listened. Tommy Nass. Did you know Tommy Nass?
You
knew Tommy Nass. Went on to be huge. Mike Melody?
Close.
Gotta be close. I think they brought records, CDs.
A pedal or something. What the hell is that thing? That's an arm of a record player?
Man, I think, you know what? I remember seeing this thing.
It's cast iron.
How bad is this? How bad is this?
Hey, man.
Look at this.
You rule. That thing looks like... What is
I said Tommy Rules right there.
I know, right there.
What does that thing weigh?
Tommy Thomas. What's that weigh? You got to keep that in your car for a weapon.
It's 454
grams. You sure this isn't... I am hurt.
Who do you think you look like?
I know. Well, you want to know
Derek Sanderson.
Oh, yeah. Young Derek.
That's Derek Sanderson.
Now.
But this was the jock that got the chicks.
None
well,
of them
you
guys
don't know.
Got broads.
Hold on.
Come on.
No, well, you look at these four guys. No wonder you pick him.
Well, of course. I mean, the rest of them have a face for radio. No offense.
He does look like Derek Sanderson.
Who's the other cat? He wasn't on the radio.
This is Bill Flynn.
This is Bill Flynn. He looked younger than the rest of them, but I guess he's not.
Not too much.
Yes, he is, as a matter of fact.
Barely 39.
You were an engineer at SAY. You should be ashamed of yourself. Right?
I was just a waif back then. These guys carried the ball.
There was plenty of repairs to be done, so he had to know what he was doing.
No, we had to take transmitter readings every half hour back then.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just something that they...
regulations,
they
something like that.
That's where the bong was.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, take a few hits.
Hold on a second. All right, so what are we going to do with you guys?
I don't know. You said 7:30. We're early because we know how you feel about people who stiff. So by
just
all means,
revised list.
You know, you guys are DJs, and none of you are speaking in the mic. I don't get it.
Well, that's why they went out the air.
That's why they're on SAY.
It's been like 18 years, so we're a little...
I'm like, right up, stay up. Guys. I think I got to thumb it a bit here.
Well, that happens to everybody once in a while.
Lord.
Well, this is what your show's going to be at...
At the arcade.
Well, I'd like to hear some of this... There's no way we can hear some of this, right?
Oh, sure.
I don't want the records, bro.
CDs, yeah.
I want to hear the stuff. I don't want the CDs either. Oh. I want to hear the WSAY sign on, that kind of crap.
We got three commercials that we brought.
Let me hear. They're on what, cart?
I got them on a reel. I gave them to Billy.
Oh, you gave them to Billy? What kind of commercials were made at the studio?
Oh, yeah. When these guys took delight in their...
Bro, in the mic. In the mic. The friggin' engineer.
There was no production studio, so we had to throw in a long song and make commercials.
Everything was done on reel to reel. There was
so you use, like, we'd be sitting here now, you'd have a song and then you'd use this mic.
There you go.
That's right.
To make your commercial.
That's right.
That's audition. We throw the whole board on audition.
Now how are you playing this WSAY sign on and all that? Off
of
tape?
That was my alarm clock. Actually. No. We got paid so poorly that I didn't have enough money to get home and back gas wise.
How about Day by Day with Jesus?
Like your little... that was a classic. Yeah, that should be on that's part of the tape.
Now, what do you got over here? You got stuff that's... What do you guys... You have a little bootleg taping going on? Because it says War Memorial, Thin Lizzy.
No, those are commercials.
Oh, they're commercials.
To the War Memorial.
Oh, cool. Okay. Oh, I love to hear a couple. You got some of those?
Nostalgia.
I hope he brought some of those.
I brought the Greg. I could go get some more, but we got a Greg Talis in there when Talis came. I guess it was the Monkey.
Yeah, but Talis was from Buffalo. Let's get some of this. Deep.
There's not many national.
You got Deep
stuff.
Purple right here.
That's a tune, I think.
Oh, you're right. It is a tune. I'm sorry. Hello, brah. How about a commercial for Salisbury Land? Come on. They got it. They got it.
I got to hear that one.
It's Jim Kelly, isn't it?
It's Jim Kelly. Now, is that the Jim Kelly that worked here for a while?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Got it. He wears a wing.
Yes. And if Jim Kelly is out there, we'd love to get a hold of him.
I was going
to
ask, where did he go?
He's around.
We can't find him.
He was at the Country Western station there for a while.
Yeah.
And,
Salisbury Land, Jim Kelly. What else?
He's been up and down the dial.
They got a Penny Arcade spot.
A lot of them.
How about the Coronet Theater? Tommy Nast?
There you go.
Oh,
where was the Coronet Theater at?
Coronet Theater.
Thurston Road.
Was right by Billy's crib.
Oh, that's right where the shootout just was, Thurston Road.
Right where the shootout was.
Seriously.
After it was a theater, I would say in the early 70s, they started running some concerts there.
Oh.
Actually, I think Lou might have played there with Black Sheep.
Irwin Corey was there.
Professor.
Professor Irwin Corey. So how was he doing? For about 45 people on the Sunday afternoon, two shows.
Yeah, but that's the most he ever played for anyway.
Really?